Hi everybody, Andrew Gill here. Welcome to this weekly sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock, Annanbrae. This is the second part of a series looking at the New Testament letter to the Philippians, thinking about how we can be moving forward in our faith. Today's message is all about how we can find happiness in Christ no matter what our circumstances are. And I hope that you are encouraged to find joy by living with Jesus today. This morning, we are continuing our series about moving forward in our faith by looking at the letter of Philippians. And this morning, I want us to think about what our life is tethered to. What our life is tethered to. A tether is a strong cord or a rope that secures a person or an animal to a fixed point. I was thinking about this during the week as Julie and I were watching a show about astronauts. In this episode, there is a mechanical failure on their space station, and to fix it, they have to go outside and do what is called a spacewalk. And this is something that is incredibly dangerous because they are traveling at thousands of miles per hour. And in space, if you slip, you never stop falling. So to keep themselves from drifting off into the void of space, they are securely tethered to this station, similar to a harness that you might wear if you went rock climbing. In this section of Philippians that we are looking at today, we see that the Apostle Paul is full of joy, even though he is living in difficult circumstances. He is able to rejoice in his imprisonment because his life is tethered to Christ. We all want to be happy in life, but too often we try to fix our joy to our circumstances. We think happiness is found by living in that house, or by gaining the approval of those people, or by having this or experiencing that. And yes, of course, a good job or restful holiday can bring a certain amount of happiness into your life. But the problem is that none of those circumstances come with any guarantee or security of lasting joy. There are plenty of people in our world who have all the fame, all the beauty, all the wealth you could ever want, but have no happiness. Or the CAO results came out this week, and a student is delighted to get their first choice in their dream college. But there's no guarantee that they won't get their heart broken halfway through the first semester and be utterly miserable for the next 4 years. Circumstances come with no guarantees or security of lasting joy. By themselves, they are never enough to make us happy. But Paul, in this passage, gives us an example of how to live with true joy, even when your circumstances are designed to make you unhappy. So let's look at these verses in a bit more detail as we think about what we've tethered our joy to. The Apostle Paul began life as a persecutor of the church. His job was to arrest Christians and throw them into jail. But he had an encounter with the living Lord Jesus, and everything changed. He received forgiveness and a new purpose, and he turned from trying to kill the church to becoming its greatest missionary. He planted churches all over the known world at that time, including in the ancient Roman colony of Philippi, to which he is writing this letter. Even though Paul has given up the persecuting business, there are still plenty of other people who are opposing Christianity, and because Paul is preaching, he is now imprisoned himself. So we see that in verses 12 to 13, where he says, "I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. So it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ." Paul has been imprisoned. It's probably under some form of house arrest. But because he has tethered his life to Christ, he is able to celebrate even in the worst of circumstances.
See, Paul has fixed his joy to the advancement of the gospel, not to the advancement of his circumstances. With an attitude like that, he can find happiness in his imprisonment because it has given him new opportunities to share the gospel with his guards, and it has also encouraged others to share the gospel more courageously too. So in verse 18, he says, "Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice." Are we expecting our circumstances to serve the advancement of the gospel? Or are we wanting the gospel to serve the advancement of our circumstances? Have we tethered our life to Christ, or are we trying to keep him on a lead? 6 months ago, our country went into lockdown. We were stuck in our homes, unable to see family or go to church. They were difficult times for us as a congregation. And maybe you were surprised, even angry, thinking, how could God let this happen to us? But as a result of churches here and in other countries having to close their buildings, worship went online. And the internet became flooded with messages of hope. A few weeks ago with the elders, I shared some of the numbers from our church at home material. And do you realize that during those weeks of lockdown, we as a church reached hundreds of additional people from all over the world? Lockdown was the worst, but Christ was proclaimed, and in that we can rejoice. Paul has tethered his life to Christ, and it has changed his attitude to life and to death. Listen to these amazing words he writes in verse 21. He says, "For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Death is gain. Why does he say that? Because death will not break his tether to Christ. It will only bring him further into his eternal joy. Paul firmly believes that after his death, he will enter into the glorious presence of his Savior. Paul is happy in his life. He rejoices in his circumstances. He has purpose and meaning and friends that love him. But because his faith is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, he has hope that after his death, he will go to be with his Lord, which will give him even more joy than he has right now. And if you tether your life to Christ, then you too, like Paul, can have happiness in life and hope in death. If you are seeking joy in your circumstances, then death will be always something to fear. If you take this sentence, "To live is Christ and to die is gain," and you replace Christ with anything else, then you can't say that death is a gain. So for example, if you say, "For me to live is getting rich," then to die is loss. Or if living is about success, then death is a loss of that success. Or if to live is music, then death is a loss. Or if even to live is friends, then to die is a loss. The only way for death possibly to gain is if we live for Christ. We all want a happy life, but happiness is found in Christ, not in our circumstances. So then let us tether our life to Jesus, and we will know true joy now and forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news of Jesus, for how his life teaches us how to live with joy, for how his death frees us from our sins, and for how his resurrection gives us hope of eternal happiness. Holy Spirit, tether us securely to Christ the rock, so that now and always, in every circumstance, we can rejoice in him. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.